Hallowed be thy name. How easy it is to utter these words without the slightest thought of their profound and holy import. It will cost you something to pray this prayer from your heart. If your heart cries out for a more effective prayer life, come and sit at the feet of Jesus. He has given us a pattern after which our prayers may be modeled. We who know not what we should pray for as we ought are taught how to pray by the Master of Prayer. Such a holy privilege should not be neglected. The more one ponders the model prayer, the more he will arrive at a marvel and wonder at the wisdom and love of its author. We're taught the manner and method of prayer as well as the matters for which we should pray. Every aspect of prayer is included in these six sentences of 66 words. We should study this prayer, knowing that if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. And when we pray according to the model Jesus gave, we surely pray in His will. The prayer begins with relation, "Our Father which art in heaven." This tells of His love as a Father and His power, for He resides in heaven. But then the prayer continues with petitions, the first petition of the prayer being, "Hallowed be thy name." Let us join hearts and minds in a study of this first petition of the model prayer. What is meant by the name of God? In our culture, a person's name is a code sign, a tag for the convenience of the mailman, but not so in Bible days. Names had great significance, for they were intended to tell something about the person. When we pray, "Hallowed be thy name," we speak of the essential nature of God. By name is meant God Himself, more particularly, God as He is revealed. The name refers to God's divine nature, His power, wisdom, justice, mercy, and so on. God's name is the quality of the eternal Spirit. For the Christian, God's name is the soul of Christ. Thus the prayer means, "Our Father, cause thine eternal nature revealed in Christ to be hallowed by us and by all men." Hence, the name of God is not a title like Jehovah or Lord or Jesus. It's not the same as we might say of a person, "What is his name?" and receive the answer that the man's name is John or Edward or Thomas. The name of God is his very nature, not a title by which he is called. His name is hallowed when people stand in awe of his person. The term hallowed is based upon a word which means separated from the earth. It means to be set apart from all earthly, common, or profane use. In praying that God's name be hallowed, we ask that He will so act that His creatures may be moved to render the adoration that is due Him. It is appropriate that the petitions and the model prayer should begin with this one. It speaks of the glory due to a God who redeems us in Christ. This is properly the first petition. We pray it before we pray for the coming of the kingdom, inasmuch as that coming is for the honor of God's nature. We pray before we pray for our daily bread, for we misuse daily bread if God is not glorified, and even before we pray for the pardon must be understood as a gift of holy love. We pray this petition first, because God must come first with us if we would live. To pray, "Hallowed be thy name," is the same as Jesus prayed in John 12:28, "Father, glorify thy name." The sanctification of the name of God was a familiar concept in Jewish thought. It was no new thing which Jesus introduced to his disciples. God sanctifies his name when he opposes sin and rewards righteousness. Man sanctifies his name when he keeps his commandments. What is the proper petition for you and me to pray each day? It is, "Hallowed be thy name." God's name should be hallowed because of who he is. Consider his omnipresence. The heaven of heavens cannot contain him. Then view his majesty and dominion. Art thou not God in heaven, and rulest thou not over all the kingdoms of the heathen? Next, examine his power and might. Art thou not God in heaven, and in thy hand is there not power and might, so that no creature is able to withstand thee? Our God is in heaven, and hath done whatsoever he pleased. And then behold his infinite purity and holiness, for thou art the high and lofty one who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy. Such a God is worthy to be hallowed. The psalmist wisely wrote, "God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints, and to be had in reverence of all them that are about him." Yes, Father, hallowed be thy name. But how may we hallow God's name today? God's name may be hallowed in our thoughts as we suppress every rising evil and have our tempers regulated by His grace and Spirit. How do you think of God? He is sanctified as you think of Him as our Father, which art in heaven. God's name may be hallowed in our lives when we begin, continue, and conclude all our works to His glory. Both work and play must be done with a thought to the majesty of our God and the reverence due Him. Do nothing which dishonors Him, and your conduct will hallow His name. God's name may be hallowed by our words. Make your conversation holy. Speak of those things which minister grace to the hearers. Today, we use the name of God far too frequently. It has become a curse word, or we use it to embellish unworthy language. But your speech can be a grief to God or an honor to Him. So be sure you hallow Him by your words. God's name may be hallowed by our family life, for we must bring up our children in the discipline and the admonition of the Lord, since He is God. We honor Him by teaching our children to reverence and obey Him. Thereby we indicate that He is worthy. God's name may be hallowed in our business life. When a man deals honestly in his business because he is a Christian, he hallows the name of God. When he puts away all falsity, deception, and lying, buying and selling as if under the eye of God, he hallows the name of his heavenly Father. God's name may be hallowed in our worship service, for worship means to ascribe worth to one. Therefore, Christian worship must never be for display of human talent, exercise of self-will, nor entertainment of an audience. Reverence, piety, holy awe must characterize the worship hour where God's name is hallowed. Hallowed be thy name. How easy it is to utter these words without the slightest thought of their profound and holy import. It will cost you something to pray this prayer from your heart, for it will mean that you want God's name to be hallowed in your own life. It is a cry to be empowered by the Holy Spirit in order to glorify God in everything. It means you will draw back from nothing that will contribute to the glory of His name. It will cost you something to pray this petition meaningfully. But the reward is worth so much more than the cost. What greater fulfillment could any person desire in life than that God's name would be glorified through him? This is the supreme good for the Christian. So let us join our voices and our hearts in a holy commitment as we pray, directed by the Lord Jesus. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.